This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. In March 2006, Tanika Lewis's ex-boyfriend broke the windows of her home and kicked in her door in violation of a personal protection order she had against him. Ms. Lewis immediately reported the incident to the police, as well as to the residential manager of her apartment complex. Although the property management company had been previously informed of the protection order, they issued Ms. Lewis a 30-day notice of eviction shortly after the incident. In February 2007, the ACLU Women's Rights Project and the ACLU of Michigan filed a federal lawsuit alleging sex discrimination and violation of the low-income housing tax credit law on behalf of Ms. Lewis against the apartment complex and the property management company. The case was settled in February 2008, and today I am talking with Tanika Lewis.
Tanika, can you tell us about the situation that led to your eviction?
Mr. Thomas and our relationship ended. I guess he didn't want that to happen. He began to show up at my house, call me on the phone numerous times, show up at my work. I spoke with my mother. She told me the best thing for me to do is to get a personal protection order from Mr. Thomas, and which included that he couldn't come within 100 feet of me, not call me or anything. Once I received the personal protection order, I contacted my leasing company to let them know that I did have a personal protection order against Mr. Thomas, and he wasn't allowed to show up over to my apartment, my work, or call me.
And when did you find out you were being evicted?
Well, Mr. Thomas did damage to my unit, and the leasing company told me that I received a letter in the mail, and they told me that I had to vacate the premises by a certain date. Once I tried contacting the company, I said, well, I had a personal protection order. Why am I being evicted out of my unit? It was said that he was my guest, and I will be responsible for it.
And what made you decide to file a lawsuit?
I felt that it was wrong for them to tell me to leave, even though that wasn't a guest of mine. I had a personal protection order signed by a judge. And I felt that something should be done. I didn't want anyone to go through what I had went through. So that's why I filed charges against them.
And how do you feel about the settlement that was reached in February?
I feel great because they adopted new policy changes, and it can help other women or men in situations that I was in. And so they won't have to go through the things that I went through.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about this case, go to aclu.org/fairhousingforwomen.